Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeff Pilgrim to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
I was acquitted in court the other day, and as far as I can see, I might just as well be in prison. I have written 50 letters and knocked on 50 doors for a job. You'd think I was a gypsy tinker, the reception I've been getting. No doubt about it. As far as business people in this town are concerned, I'm a crook. And a pretty meager one at that. Stella was right about Benny Puller. He knows what we did. But he's not only let us get away with it, he's actually kept her on in the corporation. Anyway, I'm getting out of here for a while. I've asked Marcia to meet me here at the flat to let her know what I'm doing.
Somehow, I didn't think you'd be going away, Jeff.
No, I've no choice. I have to get a job of some sort before I'm completely flattened. About the only job I can get here seems to be walking around the park with a pointy stick, picking up rubbish.
Oh, I'm sorry. If you're broke, I could let you...
Don't be ridiculous. Thanks and all that, but I'll walk about the park first and sleep in it, too.
You hate me now, don't you?
I don't hate you, Marcia. I've just no intention of accepting any of your money. Is that so hard to understand?
No.
Well, it seems to be that. I'll let you have my address so you can bung along the legal papers when you get things going. The insurance policies I'm not going to touch. Well, not now, anyway. But I'm taking the car. And I don't feel bad about it because you only have to smile sweetly at your uncle tomorrow morning over porridge and he'll get you another one. Well, it's mine when all's said and done.
It's all right, Jeff. I don't mind you taking it.
Good. You know, it's funny when you stop to think what an absurd thing marriage is. Like this, I mean. You go a-wooing, cap in hand, and you make a lot of extravagant professions and a lot of extravagant promises. You settle yourself with a massive emotional clap-trap, and then, on the appointed day, you get into a lot of highly specialized clothes. The clan gathers like tribal elders at a voodoo session, and bingo, you're married. Yet at any time, you can throw it all away like an old tram ticket.
Oh, please, Jeff. Our marriage wasn't that cheap.
Why not? All that should have been worth hanging on to. We heave on to our emotional junk heaps. Our only difficulties are the physical things we've collected. The insurance policies and the car and the flat and the furniture.
It's not like that. It's not, Jeff. I'll never be the same again.
You won't until next time, you mean. And then you march dewy-eyed up the aisle, saying to yourself, this time it's going to be different.
Well, why not? Because you wrecked our marriage, does that mean I have to go into a decline for the rest of my life?
Not at all, my dear. I wish you long life and happiness. And if I ever come back to this place, I'll look you up. I might even buy you a noggin. You're going to marry Palmer, aren't you?
I don't know.
Well, it's none of my business anyway. I'd better get on with the packing. Don't let me keep you. Hang on a minute, I'll go and see who that is. Make yourself a drink, if you like. Oh, thanks, Preston. Looks important. Nothing for you, Marcia. One for me. Registered. Excuse me, will you? Well, Benny Puller. What the dickens is he on? Well, I'll be hanged.
What is it?
Can you beat this? I won't be going away at all. Oh, Benny, of all people.
Why won't you be going away?
Because I, Marcia, my dear, have been made an offer. I'm going to work for the Puller Corporation. How do you like that?
So it's got you flummoxed, has it, Pilgrim?
Yes. I'm only hoping it's not some kind of a gag.
It's no gag, my boy. Since I stepped down from the witness box in court that day, I've been saying to myself, Puller, that guy was taken for a ride. When Tressida Bendigo told me you'd given him a check for £2,000, I was sure of it.
At the risk of sounding ungrateful, Mr. Puller, I only wish someone had come to that conclusion before.
Well, someone has now.
Where do you want me to start?
Monday morning. You can poke about if you want to before then to get the run of the place. I'll give you... what did I offer you before when I wanted you to dump Bendigo's and come in with me?
£2,000 a year.
Okay. £2,000 it is. I'm going to put you in charge of import licenses. You'll get a headache there. Shipping, warehousing, transport, and distribution. You think you can handle it?
No, it's my particular field.
Okay. Listen, are you still gunning for that chap, Harry Palmer?
I'll be gunning for him till I see him standing in the dock.
If you want a hand, let me know.
If you don't mind me saying so, Mr. Puller, you sort of run up some new colours, haven't you?
Could be. Hang on a minute.
Yes, Benny?
Up to my office at the Double, Stella?
At the Double.
I want a word with you two together. If you can work for me as well as you have for yourselves, that'll do me fine.
I don't get that.
Oh, come off it. Don't you think I know all about that letter I was supposed to have signed? There you are. Stella, I want you to show this customer around the office.
Jeff, what in the world are you doing here?
I've just hired us a new executive.
You what?
You didn't expect me to pass up an opportunity to get hold of a man as bright as Pilgrim, did you?
Penny, what's going on? You didn't tell me Jeff was coming here.
I wanted to give you a surprise. It is, isn't it?
Surprise? You could blow me down with a feather.
Okay. Now listen, the pair of you. You'll be together a lot. You'll have to work hand in hand. But I want one thing clearly understood. You're here to work. Nothing else. You've got that straight? What you do after 5 o'clock is none of my business. Just so long as you keep your eyes on the ball 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. Now, off you go, Stella. Show him the run of the place and introduce him to Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Yes, Benny. Come on, Jeff.
Mr. Puller, I haven't tried to thank you. If it hadn't been for your offer, I'd have had to dig ditches.
Oh, that's okay. Just so you don't let me down.
I shan't. And for all it's worth, sir... Well, hang it all.
Oh, go on. Get out of here, both of you. See you on Monday.
Can't figure it out. Really, he didn't even hint at giving you a job.
Let's not look a gift horse in the mouth, did it?
Yes, but there's something behind it.
At $2,000 a year, there can be anything Benny likes behind it.
Did he say anything about Palmer?
He said if I wanted a hand, let him know.
It's utterly fantastic. For him to suddenly turn round and take you into his firm, after everything else...
What else?
Oh, well... You know, the trial and everything?
No, no. That's not what you meant. What else?
Nothing.
Yes, there is. Look, Stella, this is fishy enough without you holding out on me, too.
I'll tell you some other time. Not now.
So long as you do. Promise?
Yes, I promise.
Let's forget it for now, then. What are you doing tonight?
Why?
Because I'm going to celebrate. What do you say you shove on something glamorous... I get into a white jacket and a red tie.
Oh, yes. Red carnation, too, please.
Then I'll wine you and dine you, and we'll dance to a hot band I know of.
Fig Tree Street?
Fig Tree Street. Lead on, Miss Bronson. Tonight we paint the town.
Master, darling, we have to get down to it sooner or later. So why not now when we're mellowed? How are you going to divorce Jeff?
Isn't there something about constructive desertion?
Yes, but that takes 3 years.
It can't be helped. 3 years sounds an age, I know, but... Oh, Harry, why is it every time we go out like this or we're alone, you always start talking about my divorce?
Because there's nothing in the world so important to me, darling. I think of it morning, noon and night.
Do you really love me, Harry?
How can you ask?
I suppose I'm lucky, really. But I don't feel lucky. I feel, oh, I don't know, sort of cheapened in some way. Off for the old, on with the new sort of thing, like Angela Tennant.
There's just a slight difference, Marcia. Angela Tennant never married for love.
But I did. I can't cast it off like something shedding its skin. With Jeff,
oh, I wish you didn't even have to refer to Jeff. I detest the sound of his name after what he tried to do to me.
I'm sorry, but I saw Jeff this morning at his flat. He can't get a job of any sort, and he's going away. From me and his life here. Even from Stella Bronson.
Going away from Stella Bronson, did you say?
Yes. Oh, I know it's ridiculous, Harry, but I felt utterly wretched.
You're wasting your sentiments and your sympathy, Marcia. If Jeff's down on his luck and taking a powder, as you say, it's not giving him any grey hairs.
Why do you say that?
Because he's just walked in, and he's got with him, you know who. That's right, Stella Bronson. Thanks, Jeff. For mine, you made the perfect entrance. If Marcia thinks I'm going to wait 3 years for her to get that divorce, she's wrong. There are quicker ways to dissolve a marriage than that, old boy. As you're going to find out. And soon.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.